Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres and Hurricanes tomorrow, and then three on the road, and then two at home to close out the regular season. Buffalo is on a tear right now, winners of 7 of 8. The home stretch has been dominant, 2-12 and 2 in the last 14. Can highlight those 14 games because they've been bookended by significant wins over the Bruins, who have now fallen right to the bottom and have 4 wins in their last 23 games. Buffalo, as Marty predicted, hang on, you're muted, buddy.
No, I'm not. I mouted something.
Oh,
I mouted projected, but as you were predicted, I just mouted that.
That threw me off. I mean, you're rarely quiet, so that was a strange moment for me. Yeah, even though you've had some vocal strain for over 3 months. Anyway, you thought that Buffalo was capable of being a top five offense. They are now 7th. In the NHL, in goals for per game.
No, I think that I felt like if they were a top five offense, that would mean success. And I think that's where I was a little foolish to think that offense leads to everything. No, it leads to a lot of things. But when you need to keep the puck out of your net and be good, like, look, Sabres gave up 3 yesterday against Boston. Offense helped them. But if you give up 4 or 5, offense probably doesn't help you because you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. But against Tampa, defense helped them because they only gave up 2. And now, you know, you win in a shootout. So to me, over the weekend, it gave me the what I need from the Sabres next year. Is, do I need Thompson to get 45, 50 goals? Yes. Do I need Tuck to be good? Yes. Do I need Paterka, Quinn, McLeod, name it, right? Do I need all those guys, Zucker, to be good and offensively producing? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, how do you defend? It doesn't affect how many goals you're going to score. It just affects the bottom line at the end of the night if you're going to win or not. That's the biggest thing for me. And even in yesterday's game against Boston, you needed a couple of big saves out of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who needed a win for himself, and it didn't start really well with a couple of bounces that went off of Byram and in, and you're like, ugh, it could have gone the wrong way. He made a couple of big saves, and the Sabres limited Boston to, what, 36 shot attempts at the end of the night? Like, that's the big... Now, Boston doesn't shoot, and they're that type of team, but it's still, that's the blueprint. You gave up 36 shot attempts at the end of the night. Is that going to be like that all the time? No, but if you don't give up 80... you have a better chance. That's the way it goes.
Sabres are still 2nd in the NHL in 5-on-5 shooting percentage. They are at 9.8%. The only team ahead of them, Ovechkin's Washington Capitals, they are at an even 10. So you can see how close Buffalo is and how that translates. It's like, wow, their shooting percentage is super high this year. And hence the rising goal total. that they were able to add to over the course of the weekend in victories over Tampa and Boston. The unfortunate reality is their 5-on-5 save percentage still sits at 26th, which undoes an awful lot of that good. Now, there's still no hotter team in the National Hockey League than the St. Louis Blues. They are 19-2-2 in the last 23. They have won 12 in a row. They look to try to extend that streak tonight as they are on the road in Winnipeg. A quick thought on Let's Go Blues.
Well, it is not going to be Jordan Binnington against Connor Hellebuck tonight because it will be Joel Hofer for the St. Louis Blues, and he's done well. Like, throughout that streak, they've been able to rotate him in and have him play game, and he's done really well. Robert Thomas, whew, he is on fire. And you look at him and you look at Kyrou and, you know, you look at them acquiring Cam Fowler this year, which he had a really nice overtime goal the other day. So the Blues are going. But, yeah, I mean, when you have Robert Thomas playing the way that he's played, it's kind of like saying when you have Tage Thompson, you know, getting to 43 goals and playing the way that he's played. It helps your team getting wins. He's been a leader for them for sure.
LA's won 4 in a row. They're 13-3-1 in their last 17. Dude, they've even sprinkled in 3 road wins in their last 5 road games, which is shocking, quite frankly. But yeah, there's, I mean, as soon as you said Vegas was struggling, they promptly went out and won the weekend. So it's kept LA at
tight
bay.
Games. Tight games, though. Tight games. Like yesterday, it was 3-2 against Vancouver. Yeah. Tight games. And that's probably was the best recipe for Vegas, is to go out and play a couple of tight games, get wins. Mm-hmm. Now they're looking. They're 5 points up on L.A. L.A. could slide to 3 points, you know, getting closer with that one game in hand. But the biggest thing for me is, okay, like, are the Edmonton Oilers continuing their, like, tailspin a little bit without Dreisaitl, without McDavid, without Skinner?
They're like the Panthers. You don't even evaluate them right now. Just get to the playoffs.
But they'll end up playing the LA Kings potentially again, and that's going to be, with LA having home ice advantage, that's going to be a tough feat.
The most heartbreaking non-playoff team this year will be the Calgary Flames.
Calgary Flames, right?
Without question. What a comeback for them on Saturday, just to earn a point only to lose in overtime. Like, they are still exceeding the expectations of many, but they just, I mean, I get it. They're only 6 back in Minnesota with 2 games in hand. But you said it 2 weeks ago. They got to win the tiebreaker, and that gets really tricky. They do have one head-to-head game left with Minnesota, thankfully.
Friday. So Calgary's schedule goes tonight, San Jose, and then they play Wednesday, Anaheim. They're both on the road. Then they come home to play Minnesota. So I'm saying, if you win your 2 games right now, get 2 points against San Jose, 2 points against Anaheim, you have a chance. You have a chance to beat Minnesota on Friday, and then they play San Jose again. Like, the next 4 are must win for the Calgary Flames to have a chance.
Agreed. And then we'll see where it lays after the game against the Wild. And, man, did they have an absolutely critical overtime win yesterday against Dallas, because otherwise, that standing set takes on a completely different tone, because we're talking about 2 games in hand, chance to tie them, you know, from Calgary to Minnesota. And Mark.
And Minnesota also has San Jose on Wednesday. So they're going to get them Wednesday. And then they have back-to-back at Calgary and Vancouver over the weekend before closing out the season against the Anaheim Ducks at home. So Minnesota only has 4 games left, where, you know, Calgary has 5, and, you know, maybe that can help a little bit.
Montreal's won 5 in a row. Mm-hmm. They've given up 8 goals. Ottawa's won 3 in a row. They've given up 1 goal. Toronto's won 4 in a row, and they look like they're going to win.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the Atlantic, right?
Yes. I think that Toronto is dialed in right now. They're playing well defensively. I love that we discussed John Tavares, and John Tavares is having a fantastic year. I talked about even strength goals yesterday, during the game when I talked about Morgan Geeky, and you look at John Tavares, he's up there with the even strength goals. He's had a great season. So yeah, I think Toronto is going to win the Atlantic. Tampa, I mean, they'll push, but Tampa is thinking, who do we play in the first round? Mm-hmm. Are we going to play the Ottawa Senators if they get by Florida? Or are we going to have the Battle of Florida? Personally, I want the Battle of Ontario and the Battle of Florida, mm-hmm. but who knows what's going to happen.
Right. And then just to finish the thought on something we witnessed yesterday, as Boston took a 2-0 lead on Buffalo, and then he added to it in the second period. But so David Pastrnak has factored in on 11 straight Bruins goals. The players in NHL history who have been in on more consecutive goals for their team, Mario and Wayne were in on 13 in a row. Mario was in on 14 in a row. And Jágr has the record in on 15 in a row.
15 straight goals. That means like over three or four games, you're in on every goal.
Every goal. Pastrnak's done it over 4 games on a terrible team. Like, tell me how good he is. Like, it's ridiculous. He's 3 points shy of 100. Yeah. He's top six in NHL scoring since 2017. Like, I just don't want people to overlook things like this. Like, it's so rare. It's so hard. It speaks to elite level. And I get it. Boston's terrible right now. Boston is missing the playoffs this year for just the 8th time since the league expanded in 1967 from six teams to 12. 8 times. That's it. That's
only the 5th time since the 2004-2005 lockout. They missed a couple here, a couple of 16-17, I think. And that would be 5 since the 2004-2005 lockout. But you're right. You mentioned it like offhand yesterday when we were talking about, you know, Boston, you know, during the period or whatnot. I went back to look. Now, they had a tough go before the expansion. They didn't make the playoff for like 8 or 9 straight years. Mm-hmm. And then the expansion of 67-68 happened. And since then, they will have only missed the playoffs 8 times.
Called the Bobby Orr effect.
Yeah, well, yeah, that helped at the start.
They won 2 cups, you know, yep. and they've forever been, I would say, the most consistent franchise. Like, you never thought you were going to say that during Montreal's era of the 70s all the way up to 93. But 93 is a long time ago now, and Boston has done nothing but just keep getting in the playoffs. So, yeah, it's true. They haven't won as much as they would have liked. But
it was Bobby Orr, and then it was Ray Bourque, and, you know, it was all those. The Bruins of the 90s were good, and it kind of kept continuing in the 2000s.
The 80s, they were good. Just like Philly, they couldn't get past Edmonton.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, the Oilers were a door stopper for or a streak stopper for a lot of teams.
I love that. That's amazing. Okay, quickly, Konstantelainen's hat trick on Saturday night. So weird weekend. They lost 5-0 in the first game without Noah Östlund against Belleville. And then the next night, same two teams with Devon Levi in goal, for Rochester, and Konstantelainias gets this beauty on the power play. Oh, no, that wasn't it. No, this is not it. Anyway, that's not the Hellenius goal. But Hellenius did score three goals, including this one from the top
this
of
beauty.
The circle.
Yes.
Yes. And he scored three straight in the 4-0 win. So,
yeah, no, Konsta's been like, look, you don't have Tyson Kosak in Rochester. You don't have Noah Austin in Rochester. Yuri Kulik has obviously not been there for the majority of the season. So he's given an opportunity to show a little bit more of offense. And his first multi-goal game, his first hat trick in the American Hockey League. So it's great to see for the first round pick of the Sabres last year, continuing his development.
They will have three in a row, will the Amerks, concluding against Belleville this Wednesday at Blue Cross Arena. And then the big home game of the week. It's Amerks Hall of Fame night. Ryan Miller is going in. It happens on Friday, Marty, as he finally joins company with you.
Yeah, and if you don't have a ticket yet, make sure you get a ticket and you get to the Blue Cross Arena on Friday for Ryan Miller night, the Hall of Fame night. It's always fun. And knowing Ryan, he's going to have a really good speech figured out, and he'll speak from the heart and to the Rochester fans that have supported him. So, yeah, welcome to the club, Millsy, and it'd be great to see all the fans in attendance to support him and the Amherst.
Amherst.com/Hall of Fame for tickets and more, of course, about the night. The night prior to that, here in Buffalo, it's going to be Ryan's Catwalk for Charity event, and obviously super, super fun night for everyone that's going to be able to attend. Sadly, we have a game that night. Sabres are taking on the Blue Jackets.
We may attend the post-party celebration.
You might, but just be careful of your voice. And on that note, Marty has a ton of best and worst of the weekend. And I might not even interject. So if I don't, I'll see you tomorrow. But Marty continues Sabres Live after this.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.